Now, I usually begin the program reading a verse because I always love to start with Scripture because you can't ever go wrong. God's Word is living, it's active, it's inspired, it's helpful. It allows us to get to know Him better. It holds nuggets of truth for great living. But I'm going to read a little bit of a passage, and I'm going to tell you a little story because my special guest is our board chairman, Huey Freeman, who we've had on, I think, since the beginning of the radio ministry. You were the first interview I did way back where we kept you over for 3 days just to share some of your storytelling. And so we've already been in the studio over an hour sharing and talking and praising God. But I want to read this little parable that Jesus taught because it fits well with something that I'll announce in just a moment here. But reading from Luke chapter 18, and I'm going to read the first 8 verses. And it's titled The Parable of the Persistent Widow. Then Jesus told his disciples a parable to show them that they should always pray and not give up. He said, "In a certain town there was a judge who neither feared God nor cared about men. And there was a widow in that town who kept coming to him with the plea, 'Grant me justice against my adversary.' For some time he refused, but finally he said to himself, 'Even though I don't fear God or care about men, yet because this widow keeps bothering me, I will see that she gets justice so that she won't eventually wear me out with her coming.' And then the Lord said, 'Listen to what the unjust judge says. And will not God bring about justice for his chosen ones who cry out to him day and night? Will he keep putting them off? I tell you, he will see that they get justice and quickly. However, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth?'" Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Monday, January 22nd, 2024. And I share that passage. I mean, there's a lot of things we could almost, Huey, spend the whole program talking about it. But you've been persistently pursuing me, praying up things, making suggestions about somebody that you dearly love, you've been ministered to by, you've seen his impact, his ministry all over the country and the world. He's led many to Christ, and he has an evangelistic outreach, a campaign that goes on and on into many parts of the world. But Greg Lowry has been close to your heart, and it's been a number of years that you've suggested, could we carry that program or carry his weekend edition or carry his daily spots? So Friday night at 8 p.m., those of you that were tuned in looking for Front Page Jerusalem heard A New Beginning with Greg Lowry, and then those of you that tuned in to WGNN at 11 a.m. on Saturday also heard it. Front Page Jerusalem, that was typically on, they discontinued that program, and so we're going to continue airing A New Beginning, see how you like it. He's a gifted preacher, teacher. In fact, you were saying, Huey, on Janet Parshall's program last week during the pro-life gatherings in Washington, D.C., that he was involved in that.
He was the key speaker to give the closing prayer. And the first time that I've ever heard anybody give an invitation for salvation at that pro-life conference. And I have to say, I have not attended in person, but I've been listening and watching different speeches over the years at those pro-life conferences. And Janet Parshall covers them very well. And she played a lot of the speeches on the gathering on Friday, on her show on Friday, including the Speaker of the House and another congressman. And then at the end of the show, Janet Parshall's show, she said, "And here is a closing prayer." And they had Greg Lowry, who is my favorite preacher who's on the radio, and he has a TV show, Harvest at Home. And I went to his crusades in July in Anaheim, and I'm so thrilled that we have his radio show on WGNJ on Friday night at 8 p.m. That's right after Mark and Friends.
Yep.
And then 11 a.m. on Saturdays, we have Greg Lowry right after Michael Rydelnik's Open Line show. So, like Mark said, this is replacing Front Page Jerusalem, which was an excellent show. But Greg Laurie, the main thing I love about him, he's totally evangelistic, and I believe we all have to be totally evangelistic, and he's extremely successful. His first major victory was speaking at a Billy Graham crusade that he speaks about, that he was so nervous to speak in front of like 50,000 people in the 1980s. Even then, he has started his own crusades, and his crusades draw 50,000 historically at the Anaheim Stadium, the baseball stadium, and he has hundreds of thousands, if not millions, worldwide now who listen to it live. And I had to mention, the main thing that started this whole ball rolling of getting him on the radio is that there's some of us here who want him to have a Greg Laurie crusade for the salvation of souls here in Central Illinois. And I firmly believe that's going to happen. And we have been speaking with Greg Laurie's people at the Harvest Crusade organization on and off with them for a period of about 7 or 8 years. And I believe it's going to happen. It's not scheduled. It's not even nearly scheduled in the natural. But I believe in the heavenlies that's going to occur.
And that was one of the reasons, I think, 5 or 6 or 7 years ago, you came on our radio board, because you have a very evangelistic heart. In fact, we had our board meeting a week ago. We continue to always educate, edify, and evangelize. Those are our three goals. Those are the building blocks of this ministry. How can we educate people in biblical truth? We honor the Bible. We love that so many of our teachers and preachers preach from the Bible. That's our workbook, our love letter. It conveys God's truth. So we love the Bible. So we always want to educate people in biblical truth. And then edify between the music, the devotional thoughts. We want to always point people to Jesus. I love the WLUJ, lifting up Jesus. That's what this ministry will always do, lift high the name of Jesus and point people to Jesus. He's the Savior of the world, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. He's the only way to God, and he came as the Redeemer, as the Son of God, yet being very God. So we always want to encourage people to understand that, to know Jesus, to grow and to learn and to see the radio ministry as a vehicle God can use to supplement. We want you in church. We want you under the authority of a pastor, learning and growing and being accountable with a local body of believers that follow Jesus. But we can supplement teaching and be there when you're sick or shut in or incarcerated or wherever you can't maybe get into a church. So we want to be that vehicle that God would use to supplement what he's going to do in the local church. But this evangelize, and that's where you and I, Huey, we are so like-minded. We love that those that are lost, those that don't understand that God loves them, those that have maybe never had a relationship with God before, those that have just maybe turned away from the church, that evangelism, to let them know about God's love, is a passion of ours. And Greg Laurie is somebody that has proclaimed that, is very creative in his, I won't say his delivery, but his message. It's filled with humor, with insight, with passion. I think you were saying his mom had like 7 or 8 husbands, and so he comes from a broken home, a broken experience, but he also knows God's love in a deep way, and he loves to convey that. And so I listened very attentively to the first broadcast that we carried this past Friday night, and then again on Saturday, and feel like he will fill out our lineup a little more. And you've been passionate about, yes, you love the Bible teachers, you love people dividing God's word, but we need to have more evangelistic messages that people are going to turn to Christ, recognize their sinners in need of a Savior, and he does that well. That's what you appreciated about his ministry.
Okay, so Greg Laurie is the central character in the Jesus Revolution movie. Mm-hmm. So some of you might be listening going, who's Greg Laurie? He has come more into prominence since the Jesus Revolution movie, and he is a genuine person, a very humble man of God. I believe one reason people don't know his name, and why like 6-7 years ago we had very little interest in him bringing his crusade here, was because Greg Laurie is such a humble man of God that he has not promoted his name. Where we all knew Billy Graham. Well, Billy Graham was a humble man of God, but for some reason his name got very well known. And Greg Laurie comes from a background that, for all those seeing the movie, he came from a typical drug-using high school kid who didn't want anything to do with Jesus Christ. And the multiple miracles involved, number one, that he was saved, became a Christian at all, but then he became an incredibly effective evangelist, where I would say right now there are probably millions of individuals all over the world who have become followers of Jesus Christ because of his incredibly effective ministry. And I say, personally, I love Christian radio, and I love the evangelistic message. My wife, Katie, was saved through listening to a message on Christian radio. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So it's like, does it matter? Yes, it matters. She went from darkness to light in one night, and she woke up feeling like a new person because she heard a Christian message on the radio, and this was somewhere almost 50 years ago.
And so, Kate, I should point out, is the director of our theater troupe, and we're praying up some new endeavors. We'll talk about that in the coming days, but Kate was behind It's a Wonderful Life and the Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, which we've broadcasted over our 19 frequencies over the last few years, and Kate is very gifted, and so I had to make sure we did a good shout-out for Kate, your beloved wife. Should I introduce you? What else should I say about you, Huey? You're the chairman of our board, a free agent for Jesus, passionate about people connecting with Jesus. You've had an illustrious background with writing books, with editing, with working the Decatur Herald and Review. You're teaching now. What else would you want to fill in?
Well, I want to say that one reason I love Greg Laurie is because my background is very similar. I was a young person in the days of long hair and drugs and things of that nature, and I was saved through now they're calling the Jesus Revolution, and I would have called it the Jesus Freak Revolution, basically. We were Jesus freaks out on the streets, and we were saved through an amazing revival movement, which was to a great extent young people who had no interest in becoming Christians coming in like a flood. And a lot of it was on the West Coast. I was living on the West Coast. And Greg Laurie's story in the Jesus Revolution movie moved me so deeply because they showed some of the destruction and the self-destruction that was going on. And I lived through those days. And it's just when you're young, you are somewhat self-destructive if you come, in contact with drugs, alcohol, and just driving crazy and everything else. And Greg Laurie and myself, we have similar backgrounds. And I say that the things I'm most proud of basically are that Jesus, just like Paul said, I have nothing to be proud of in myself. God called me to be a writer, and I became a journalist, and I've written books, and recently I've been substitute teaching in schools, and I love that so much. I've been working in public schools. So Greg Laurie is, I believe, the greatest evangelist in America today. And he is very effective, and more importantly, he is just a strong follower of God that I trust. I trust him. He has so many things going on that I trust his ministry is one that we could follow, we could donate to, we could pray for, and to hear him, to me, it's always enjoyable. I just love listening to Greg Laurie.
And with our 19 frequencies, it gets a little complicated on where you can listen to it and at what time. And also on the WLUJ family of stations, I air one of his one-minute announcements. It's, I think, at 5:30 or 6:30 every day, Monday through Friday. But because of the WGNJ frequency, if you will, the family of stations, you can listen to him at 8 p.m. on Friday nights in Springfield on 105.3 FM. I call it the best kept secret in Springfield because everyone knows WLUJ 89.7 FM. But the 105.3 FM, it's a lower powered frequency, but it's available in and around Springfield and has different programming than WLUJ. So those of you in Springfield at 8 p.m. or the surrounding vicinity can hear Greg Laurie on Friday nights. And then also in Bloomington, 93.5 or 90.3 FM. And then also with 1370, those of you that listen to our AM station that covers a big part of central Illinois, he will also be on that station. And that's 1370 at 8 p.m. on Friday nights. And then also down in and around Lincoln, and then also in Carlinville, 90.1 FM. So anyways, I'm still updating our websites and the program guides because this all just happened Friday night and Saturday, so just a couple days ago. So I'll be working on that in the next few days, and we're working on getting a new updated program guide out. But I wanted to announce that, and it was great to touch base with Huey. I sent it out to the board. I said he's making snow angels and he's praising the Lord because he's been very persistent and desiring to see Greg Laurie added onto our family of stations. And so it was exciting for him. And then on Saturday, I said, tune in a few minutes, Huey, it's going to be on. And so we both listened as I drove out to the radio tower and worked. And I think he's going to be a real added blessing to those of you that are on a faith journey or haven't started it yet. Let me encourage you to tune in Friday nights, 8 p.m., or Saturday mornings, 11 a.m. on WGNN. And that comprises three different frequencies, our 102.5, which is our flagship station that covers East Central Illinois. But if you live in and around the Clinton area, 97.1 FM, or Champaign, Urbana, and you need a nice, clean, clear signal, our 103.9 FM. That'll be at 11 a.m. on Saturday mornings. But give us your feedback. Tell us what you think about the program, how it may have blessed you, or maybe you know of somebody that's just beginning a faith journey or doesn't know the Lord. Greg Laurie is very effective. He's a good storyteller, and he can identify with your hurts, your suffering, your pain, your heartache. His mom was married to, seven?
He says seven marriages and seven divorces.
And he said he didn't even know who his dad was.
That's
and
right. He said he didn't even meet his dad.
Yeah, but I hope you're in for a blessing. Please be praying up that ministry. And for that matter, our whole network of stations, we try to provide some variety and diversity and people that are gifted, that hold to the biblical truths in the Bible and lift high the name of Jesus. And this is a new program that we just launched. I had to make sure it was all going to work before I said much about it, but it all went seamless this past weekend. Oh, and for those of you in Springfield that have wondered last Thursday and Friday what happened, oh, there's a 5G issue going on that's blanketing our signal. And so when we get our Moody feeds, it knocks us off the air. And so if you've noticed some 3 or 4 minute pauses where there was nothing, we're trying to work with filters and engineers to get some things fixed. But the 5G is interfering with our signal with all 19 of our stations. It's not so bad with 102.5 and 89.3, but something is going on in Springfield that just knocks us off the air for many minutes. And so we had some other feeds from Moody, but it was 30 seconds off, which created, it was Howard and I have been working a lot of hours on trying to fix that. And hopefully this week we're going to get some new equipment and some new filters that might offset this interference that's happening. But anyways, if you're wondering, yeah, we're doing our best. We're praying it up and we're seeking consultants to help us with that. Anyways, we do appreciate your support. We appreciate your prayers, your involvement, your volunteer efforts. And Huey is our board chairman. In fact, we had a great meeting last Monday, and we're praying up. We'll be meeting again in April to add 3 new board members that love the Lord, 2 from the Springfield area and another one from around East Central Illinois. More to say about that, but we're praying up new people to help us lead this ministry forward in the days ahead. And the first and foremost thing that I look for in a board member is that they're passionate about Jesus, that they love Jesus, and they have an active growing faith. And then the incidental is that they have different gift sets that I think will enhance this radio ministry. But we have a wonderful board. Right now it's 12 of us, and we're thinking of adding maybe 3 more. So we'll see how the Lord leads in the days ahead. But your prayers are appreciated. Certainly your financial support allowed us to pay all of our bills in 2023. And we're looking at this new year as being a wonderful way that we can continue to lift high the name of Jesus and educate, edify, and evangelize. And so we pray that Greg Lowry will be that vehicle that God uses to lead many to the Lord. And we would ask for your prayers to that end. Maybe, Huey, in our closing just minute, can you pray us out?
Okay. Dear God, we pray for this advance in your kingdom of bringing Greg Lowry into our listening area in a powerful way. And we pray for souls, dear God, that you will bring souls into your kingdom so that they may enjoy life with you now and for eternal life, as Jesus has promised to those who follow him. Thank you, Lord, for all the blessings that you have given us. And we thank you for bringing Greg Lowry into our radio listening family. In the name of Jesus.
Amen and amen. Well, we're excited about this new year, excited about what God's going to do in and through this radio ministry. And we appreciate you being a part of our listenership, our listening family. If you ever have questions or you'd want to touch base with us or meet up or want to volunteer or assist in various ways, we have a lot going on and can always use your help. Give us a call at 217-367-7777 or our studios at WLUJ. Call us at 217-528-2300. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns and Huey Freeman with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you and have a great day and night.
Biblical Insights from Harvest with Pastor Greg Lowry.
I just read a news article about how people who are young have higher anxiety and stress right now. Why is that? Well, I think it's an uncertainty about the future. Here's what I can tell you as an older person. God has been faithful to me, and God has kept his promises, and he'll keep his promises to you. Jesus said, "Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid." That word trouble can be translated, don't let your heart shudder, or don't be agitated, or don't be stressed out. It's important that we believe that God keeps his promises and that he will come back to this earth and right all wrongs one day. But in the meantime, don't worry, pray.
Impact your world with the gospel by knowing God and making him known. Connect with Pastor Greg Lowry and sign up to receive his free daily devotion emails. To get started, visit harvest.org today.